Hello, Mixed Nut Cases and Dog Days of Podcasting listeners. This is Nuke Chess, and this is Dinner in a Movie. Yesterday, we talked about Cloak and Dagger. Well, tonight, we're going to talk about Agent Carter, because much like Cloak and Dagger, I was unable to watch it streaming here in Canada. None of the streaming services I had even remote access to was streaming Agent Carter. So I wasn't able to watch it, and everybody told me that I was going to love it. Turns out they were right. I really dug Agent Carter. I think that season one, so there's two seasons, and season one has this whole story, and it really feels in vibe with the character, whereas season two kind of has a completely different path, and it almost feels like a spinoff of the first series. I dig it. I love it. I am in for the fashion, the fun. I really enjoy some of the actors that are in it. I love Hayley Atwell, but the guy that plays one of the agents, I know him from Dollhouse, and I absolutely love him. He's so good, and I really did enjoy his character. I love the camaraderie she had with the other female characters on the show. I love the action, the adventure. It was a lot of fun, and that's what I want to see more of. You know, when I'm watching Marvel shows or comic book shows, I want to see more of that and that kind of balance of drama and fun. I don't like my comic book stuff to be so dark and serious and broody all the time. I want fun. This is what drew me to comics in the first place. So I think the only issue I have is that slight spoiler for Avengers Endgame, Infinity War, whichever the last one is. Steve Rogers screws everything up by going back in time and having a life with Agent Carter, with Peggy Carter. I mean, what happens to all that happened in that show? Is that just blipped? Is that just gone now? What is the new, you know, how is that not part of the multiverse or a timeline variant or whatever you want to call it? By the way, I still have two episodes of Loki. I haven't finished that yet. There's one episode that's a super downer, and it's just trying to get my motivation to get back and watching it. But Agent Carter, so much fun. Really enjoyed it. If you haven't seen it, give it a watch. It's good. It's really good. Honestly, I think that if somebody told me that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was as good as Agent Carter, which nobody has told me that, I would probably give Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. a watch. I just can't bring myself to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I know. Everybody who watched it at the time loved it. I don't know. Maybe I should give it a shot. It seems like it's like, to me, in the Marvel shows, that's like the one piece of Marvel shows. It just, there's so much to get through, and it ties into so many different movies that it's just going to feel like I'm lost. Whereas Agent Carter is fun. They have full storylines. I don't feel like I'm going to be cliffhangered anywhere. They didn't have to fill out a whole, you know, 20 to 24 episode season arc. You know, they were able to tell the story that they wanted to tell and move on. Also, we get to meet Jarvis, you know, the real Jarvis, the Jarvis that Tony named his computer after. And I love him. He's so much fun. And the relationship between Peggy and Jarvis is fantastic, because this may become a running thing. It's a man and a woman who have a tight knit, intimate relationship that has nothing to do with sex or romance. And I love that. I want to see more of that. He's married, and there's never jealousy from his wife. It is just colleagues, mutual respect. And I love that. So what are we going to pair this with? We are going to pair this with some rhubarb pie from the Automat, because your girl loves herself some rhubarb pie. I mean, one of my favorite things. I mean, growing up, I used to just eat the strawberry rhubarb right out of a bowl. It was so good. So you give me some of that in pie, I'm all over it.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.